Welcome to Train the Game Radio. I'm Mark Kington.
Out of all the things you've done, what do you consider the most dramatic or exciting thing that you've done?
That's a bit of a difficult question to answer, considering everything I've done. Dramatic and exciting. I suppose the most exciting thing is beginning the path in the games industry. After 29 years on this planet, it feels like it's a decision I should have come to, a decade ago, and it's just such a perfect fit. Dramatic. Any number of things over the last years. My life is filled with drama. If you ask my best friend, he'll say it's just like watching a soap opera.
What brought you finally to the idea of getting into the gaming industry?
I think it was just on a whim, really. I was bored in the current job that I was, previously in. I thought, well, I wasn't bored as such, but I didn't want to do it for the rest of my life. That much I knew. And I thought, okay, well, what am I going to do? And I would mill around with different ideas in my head, thinking, well, I could do this, I could do that. But nothing really seemed to, jump out at me and say, right, okay, this is what I'm meant to be doing with my life. I looked around trying to find courses in video games industry, that kind of thing. And I came across Train to Games website, and I thought, oh, this looks pretty good, to be honest. So it went from there.
What's your big game plan for the future? What are you aspiring to be?
Well, right now I'm studying the designer course, so anything in a design capacity would be great, to get me in the industry. Long-term future, I'd be interested in the production side of the games industry. So that's something that I'm not involving myself heavily at the moment, but it's something that I've always got in the core of my eye, picking up knowledge where I can about the role.
After being in the army, what do you think of games like Call of Duty and Modern Warfare and things like that? How do you compare them?
It's probably best comparing a game like Battlefield rather than Call of Duty.
Right.
Like Call of Duty, I can't really compare that. I mean, everyone plays that really for the multiplayer, and it's just not realistic at all. Battlefield, more so, but it's. I don't think it's going to ever be, or should be, as realistic as possible, because it is quite different. A game still has to be a game and has to be fun, And although I was in an operational place, it wasn't Afghanistan or Iraq, and I'm sure that people that I know will tell you that it's not something that they'd like to sit down and live out for 2 hours a night in front of a computer, kind of thing.
Right, so thank you very much, Gareth.
No problem.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.